You're such an asshole.
Continuing to bang them out here at assholeconsulting.com, brought to you by, what book is this? Curse of the High IQ. My book, go get it there on the interwebs. And the things I've written in the past. Hire, and I would like a non-biased opinion on single-parent adoption, which I have no experience in, but I'll give you my best opinion I possibly can. Only the best uninformed opinions here at assholeconsulting.com. I'm a lesbian. I really want to be a mom in the future. I would never consider bringing a brand new child in this world without a father, which is why sperm donation is not an option. The chances of finding a lesbian or bisexual woman who's not a fat feminist are slim. She said it, not me. Hey, dear, the chance of you find a straight woman who's slim and not a feminist are slim, all right? Slim, get it? Ha, ha, ha. Are slim to none, so I'm considering adopting as a single parent. I would make sure the child has male figures in their life to look up to, such as family members and close male friends. What are your thoughts? I'd like a video response. Name your price. And I said, what did you want? Video. Okay. And there was no other follow-up questions. All right. It's as far as my thing takes me, you have to do what's in the best interest of the kid. And I know this is going to hurt, but and this is a while ago, but I remember back when you could have candid conversations in colleges and universities, they did, I think it was in a psychology study. This was like twin studies and all that, but they looked at like, it wasn't domestic violence, but what kids did better based on some standardized score based on the type of family they're brought up in. And then mother, father, nuclear family, never divorced, obviously came out on top. Then was it homosexual, including gay and lesbian? Maybe they broke it down, lesbian, gay. Couples that stayed together, those are second, but the whole point was stability. Okay. And don't quote me on this. Like, the worst was a homosexual couple that then got divorced. I think that was worse than a single parent start without another parent. So, and again, don't quote me on it. I could be completely wrong, but the issue was one of stability. Now, we want what's best for the kid, and you're very noble and kind and caring to want to adopt the children. That's something that I don't even get a dog, let alone adopt a child. And the thing I like about adoption is that the parents gave up the kid because they knew they couldn't raise the kid, right? So that's good. And it gives the kid an opportunity to have a loving, caring family. And I hate to sound so cliche, but love is love. When you actually love it and you have virtue signaling, like, you love is love. It's like, yeah, but you hate each other. You just say, like... So having a loving, caring parent is better than having no kid at all. Because I'll tell you one thing, when these kids go through the foster home and they're not adopted, yeah, there's problems there. It's not even the kid's fault. It's really tragic. So I'm not against a single caring parent adopting a kid. Now, here's where the issue comes in. And this is just what I would do, whether I was straight or not. That doesn't matter. It's that you're a single parent. That's the real thing. If I wanted to adopt a kid and I was single and for whatever reasons, I did not want a wife around, in the best interest of the kid, I would go to the adoption agency. Look, I would like to adopt a child. However, I know I'm not the best family formation or unit or environment. If there is a loving husband and wife who would provide a better home for the kid, obviously give the kid to them. But if there's a shortage, and there is a shortage of foster parents, that's what the advertisements and the billboards told me when I was in Milwaukee. No, it was on the Milwaukee Sentinel Journal. It was an article. There is a shortage, at least in Milwaukee. And I don't know what the rules and laws are about non-discrimination against different groups of people or family units. But out of the best interest for all the children is like, look, if you can't find someone's regular nuclear family, husband, wife, I'd like to throw my hat into the ring if there's a kid to be adopted. And then that way you make sure that all the kids who can have a nuclear family have a stable background. And then the other kids, there's like, okay, there's extra. Okay, cool. Well, hey, they'd be glad to have a loving, caring parent as opposed to none at all. And so that's about the only, you know, so that way you'd feel good about yourself. You're not being greedy. You're being selfless. You have the best interest of the kid at heart. No, I want them to have the best environment, whatever that may be, whatever the statistics say. But then if there's a kid and that kid is going to have no parent at all, yeah. Yeah, I think you should become a parent. I still get, and the chance of me finding a non-fat feminist, let's be zero to none. So, yeah, but, you know, just remember, you know, that kid comes first. You can't be doing this for yourself. I mean, I know everybody does ultimately everything for themselves, but you can't be doing it solely for yourself. That kid has to come first. And so do you make enough money? Are you going to spend time with the kid? That's another thing you're going to have to figure out. Again, this is a lot of people say, well, there's no father. It's like, yeah, okay, but the kid was going to be left in the nursing, or not the nursing home, the foster home otherwise. Are you going to sit down and spend time with the kid? Are you going to teach the kid about finances and economics and investing in good degrees and good morals and behaviors? Not just here's the tablet, kid. Mommy will be back later, which I obviously don't get that vibe from you. But yeah, I mean, that's how I would do it. And you have my blessing because, yeah, I mean, it's better than being stuck and wallowing in a foster home. So, all right. Any super chats? No. Here, Mookie says, my parents started fostering when I was 6 years old. They did it great for those kids, but left me behind. That's too bad. Salam's on it. No. I just remember what it was. I remember what it was like being a kid. That's one thing. I don't know how people lose that ability because it ruins your life. You don't have fun no more. I don't know how you can forget what it was like being a kid and how much dreams and like you wanted to eat chocolate ice cream and root beer floats and bike around on your bike. And now I got it. Now I got the dream. I'm still a kid, but I got a credit card and I have my own place. I'm set, man. I'm golden. And I'm going to have fun up the yin yang as far as I can tell, as far as I could go. And so when I see kids and they don't have their own credit cards, well, because, you know, they're kids and they're dependent on parents. You want to make sure those kids got a good upbringing and that they're brought up right and they don't, they're going to suffer, but they, you know, they don't make idiot mistakes like I did majoring in finance or follow your heart and money will follow. They have an empiricist as a parent telling them the realities of the real world. And then think about that. The kid has a mom. He has a place to go back to home, Christmas time. You know, it's adoption's a very good thing, a very good thing. It's one of the most noble things you could do. I ain't that normal, a noble. It's like, what, giddy? Nephews, nieces, great. Come here, here's some money, here's some candy, here's some sugar, now get the fuck out of here. All right, there we go. See you later. Yeah. Have fun with your kid. All right, we'll see you guys later. Toodles.